Welcome back to the Cerebral Edge with Coach Chris. I'm Coach Chris, and this is a show where we give you the edge to be 1% better every day. Recap from last time. Did you drink your water this morning? Did you take your salt? Do you feel good? Do you feel hydrated? Is your thoughts clear? Well, we're back once again with Mr. Joe Ruggiero from A Different Kind of Strong. And we're going to go over three topics today that I think is really important on any sort of fitness journey, on any sort of journey that you're having with your business, anything really you could apply this to, anywhere you're trying to get better.
I mean, mental health, man, that applies to everything.
Absolutely. So thanks for coming back on. Let's kind of go over what you have on your mind. And what has you back today?
Yeah, well, you know, like you said, I got my water in. I got my healthy sodium level up with the pink Himalayan salt. And I even got good high protein levels already starting off strong, you know. Mm-hmm. But things are going well. Things are doing good. You know, just kind of enjoying the fact that I'm connecting with some more kids these days and working with them. It's really fun to see how aware I feel like they are becoming of health and fitness and how they benefit in sports and stuff. That's just been kind of a thing that has been in my pathway recently, and it's super awesome, man. It's great to see such young kids all the way from 13, 15, 17 I'm working with, and they are just gung-ho about being the optimal.
Cool, and where are you working with them at?
So I work with them after school, usually at their homes or when the weather gets better, at the parks and stuff.
So just personal clients?
Personal clients, just one-on-one, and really customizing, like, how they feel things would work best. So what I do is I walk through a lifestyle with them. So as things come up, we work through, okay, what makes more sense to do this or to do that? Where's more quality, in this or in that, you know? And how does your body respond to this? Like, just bringing a lot of awareness and understanding of what is out there.
Yeah.
And they just take it and run, man.
Because kids today, I feel, without guidance, get really lost and sedated, right? Because there's so many things that can sedate kids nowadays.
Oh, right? Yeah. I mean, we know one is the screens.
Yeah, screens, video games.
I cannot even, like, for me, I didn't grow up with TV. I have a hard time understanding how you can yell at a kid like 10 times 6 feet away and they're looking at the screen and they don't even notice you.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like, legitimately didn't even notice you. It's crazy.
Right? My kid's the same way, right? And he'll sit there, they'll be watching something on TV. I'll be like, hey. And then all of a sudden, like, he's just still standing there. I'm like, yeah. Did you hear me? And he's like, no. And he honestly didn't hear me.
Yeah. You got to almost do like a little acrobatics in front of him or something to get their attention.
Get honestly. A little cowbell.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly. Hey, you. Yeah. But that's great because I was listening to a podcast the other day about all the sedation and stuff like that robs you of your creativity.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of this stuff is robbing kids of some of their creativity, right?
I feel that's 100% true, even in the sense of, like, where I mainly focus is nutrition and moving your body.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if kids have the ability to think more clearly, more focused and stuff due to the quality of the food that they're eating, they're going to be able to be more optimal in, like, the direction that, you know, they want to go, or whatever sport or whatever hobby they pick up, you know? So therefore, they could really have more potential in it.
And there's so many distractions, right? But when you're working out, right? And when you're moving your body, there's really only one thing you can think about. So it kind of saves you from the squirrel mind a little bit.
Big time. And, like, the one thing that I really feel is if you do, like, I mean, we hear it all the time from, like, Jocko and Goggins and stuff. But if you really do something hard, you know what I mean? Do something real hard. Push yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Other stuff doesn't seem as hard.
Right.
And you know you can work through it because you do it constantly.
Yeah.
Resiliency is a thing, and we need resistance.
We would say that in the military all the time. It's like when we woke up and we started, you know, working out, our sergeant would say, hey, if you can push yourself through an hour and a hour of hell, the rest of the day is going to be cake.
Yeah.
Right?
Simple.
But anyway, we're back here with Joe Ruggiero. Thank you for joining us on KPPF Power Talk Radio. We're going to be right back, and we're going to be talking about mindset. Welcome back to the Cerebral Edge with Coach Chris, where we give you the edge to be 1% better every day. Thank you for spending your Saturday morning here with us, or afternoon, excuse me, here with us, and trying to learn something new, better yourself. And today in this episode, we're going to be talking about mindset. So dealing with mindset, Joe, what's the first tip that you have for us for mindset?
Oh, man. We all do it. We wake up and we're like, man, this day is just, it's not going to be good, or it's going to be hard. Or we wake up already feeling a struggle before we're even out of bed, you know, or we do that thing where something happens where we forgot something or we didn't do something correct. And we're like, oh, just because I'm stupid, that type of talk. So the first tip I give out there is self-talk. Listen to the way that you speak to yourself, because that's how you are. That's what you believe in. The way that you speak to yourself is what you believe in yourself. So if you think, if you say that you're stupid, you're thinking that you're stupid. So you, any of that type of kind of tweak on changing it around, say, oh, you know, I just forgot it. You know, next time I'll remember it. That type of way of looking at it versus I'm stupid in it is going to make it so that you didn't do something wrong, because you're really just, you're just downing yourself.
And there's a lot of neuroscience backing it that your brain doesn't know the difference, right? So if you say you're stupid, your brain's like, okay, you're stupid, right?
Yeah.
And then, or if you wake up and go, this is going to be a terrible day.
Yeah.
Your brain will find ways to make you correct.
Exactly.
So then you'll be more aware of things that will make your day worse, right?
It's that manifesting.
Yeah, yeah.
What you think is what is going to be. And that's in every sense. So if you wake up being like, or if you even go to bed saying, man, I'm going to be tired, I'm going to be sluggish, tomorrow's going to be hard, you're going to wake up already knowing, like, that's what it's going to be. Whether you're going to wake up and try to change it or not, it's going to be that way to start off, just because you premeditated that thought.
Yeah, and the reason why I like talking about that so much is because we both do it.
Yeah,
at certain times, right? So the more we talk about it, the more we get a little bit aware of it ourselves.
100%.
So it's not just me and Joe preaching to you guys that, hey, don't be down on yourself. We understand. We do it too, but we also know the ramifications of it.
Yeah, I mean, how about yourself? I catch myself always trying to work through it, like, different ways. Like, there'll be times I'll catch myself like, oh, why did I get so hard on myself about that? You know, when it was something that all I needed to do was look at, okay, next time I'm just going to do better. Next time I'll prepare better. Next time I'll wake up, you know, and drink my glass of water because I didn't do it this morning. You know, all those types of things, versus saying like, wow, I'm just horrible, or I suck, or anything like that. That really could dampen days to come.
Yeah.
It might not even just be that immediate moment. You know, you saying you're stupid over and over again, it might not affect you tomorrow or next week, but you say you're stupid enough, you might believe that you can't do something that you easily could have done down the road.
It's compound interest.
100%.
You know, that's exactly what it is. Especially throughout the day, right? So, like, you wake up and say you had something bad for breakfast, right? Or not necessarily bad, but, you know, something not as nutritious as, you know, some protein and some vegetables or whatever. Say you had, like, the sausage McMuffin, right?
Yeah.
And then some people can start that and go, oh, man, I had that. I just might as well train wreck the rest of the day.
Yes.
Right? And they won't go to their workout in the afternoon because they know, oh, I'll feel bad then, right? And then they'll have dinner later, and they'll be like, well, I might as well have pizza now since I had that sausage earlier, instead of stopping themselves, right, and going, you know what, I messed up a little bit, but let's get back on the pony. Let's just chuck that up and keep going forward.
Exactly, and I loved how you changed it in the day. A lot of people always want to start with a fresh day. It starts, like, whenever you start it.
Right.
You could start at lunchtime, snack time. It doesn't matter. just have that thought. And even if it takes you, say, 2 months to do what you just said. Like, you went into McDonald's in the morning and you felt bad about it, but you didn't act on it at lunch. And then the next day you did a better breakfast, but you went out and had Wendy's for lunch. Like, you're still making steps because you're the awareness, you're thinking about it. You are now conscious of what it is you're doing versus just doing it mindlessly and just going through the paces of, drive-through time. You know, so you just stopping that pattern, it's going to change it massively. But within that, it's all that internal dialogue. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if this is 100% true, but I saw some articles on it, and this is a crazy thing to me, and I would love for it to be wrong. But I read out there that 42%, only 42% of the population has internal dialogue.
Oh, wow.
Now, does that make sense to you? I mean, I can't see, because that means if something bad happens or if you talk about yourself, there's no other thought past it.
Right.
Now, when I mess up, say I ate something wrong, I'm going to have that internal dialogue through the day, I feel the way I do and stuff. So it blows my mind that if that is the numbers. But the reason why I bring that up is because I want you to think about your internal dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what's going to keep you going towards whatever goals it is that you want to go towards. That's gonna help you strive in just having more energy, be there more for your kids, be more present, be more focused, all of it, just by changing that internal dialogue and just being aware of it.
Right. And it was interesting because I took a sports psychology class in college, and it was one of my favorite classes I took, right?
Yeah.
And one of the things in there was talking about, you know, self-talk, positive self-talk. Before, there was one specific skier that she used to work with. I can't remember her name, but she was a gold medalist, right? And I think it was a jump, right? And she played a tape back of this before she won her gold medal. She was at the top, and you saw her lips moving.
Yeah, yeah.
And we didn't know what she was saying, but our teacher did because she coached her because she was a sports psychologist. And she said she's telling herself over and over positive things, how she's going to jump, right? How it's going to be good, right? All the things that are going to go right.
I've done it before. I got this, no problem.
Yep. Instead of all the things that could go wrong.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happens with negative self-talk is you can get caught up in that, right? So kind of like I talked about before, like you wake up, you have this thought, I blew it.
Yeah.
It's going to go bad. It's going to go terrible instead of going, okay, let's chalk that up.
Yeah.
Been here before. Let's make things better.
Yeah. I mean, that goes so much into like the workouts and stuff too, you know, like say a lot of people are like, oh man, like that workout was hard. The workout, you know, because we always want to get back to the fitness side of it. That workout was hard. That workout was, you know, I struggled in it. I'm not sure. Like, okay, you can acknowledge that too. We're not saying like to, you know, totally ignore what actually is happening.
Right.
But work through it. Yeah, I struggled, but you know what? If I do this a couple more weeks, I'm going to be stronger. Or, yeah, I struggled this week, but maybe I'll be stronger next week. What can I do to get stronger? Like, have those types of thoughts and just try to just force them in. That's the one thing I have to say. Force those thoughts in there. Don't just try to find when you are feeling good and stuff about it.
Right.
Just say it even when you're not.
And you can be honest with yourself without dogging yourself.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You can be like, man, that was a terrible workout. Absolutely. Did I do some bad things to make that a worse workout? You know, possibly, you know, chalk up whatever those were and then move forward and go, okay, from this point forward, this is how I'm going to plan it out, right?
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Self-talk was the first one. What was your second tip there, Joe?
So my second one is, I want to say for me, it's the second most important. It's the who you surround yourself with.
Oh, man.
And so much of that is like overlooked in how impactful it is. I mean, we've all heard the five closest people to you is like who you are, pretty much, you know, what your makeup is. So think about that, and then think about like how the people around you are talking. If they're negative, you know, if they're real loud and vocal about things that don't really make any sense, or they even have that much knowledge in, you know, like I feel like that we just have all these small talk and stuff. So you want to have real positive, you want to surround yourself with positive people or people that kind of think like you.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, like, this is one thing that this is how I feel. I know I'm around people that I should be is when I can talk to somebody and I don't have to explain every bit of what I'm trying to talk about to them. Mm-hmm. That means me and them are more in the similar wheelhouse,
right?
You know, of where we are mentally and in growth and stuff. So, like, you just really want to pay attention to the quality of talk, too, is what I'm getting at. So, you don't want to have all this small talk about the weather, about this, about even about sports and stuff. Like, what is it that you get into? Do you talk about, like, say, with your buddy that you're working with about how you're eating? Do you talk about your family? Do you talk about, hey, man, like, I've been really having this thought, like, what's your feelings on it? Like, I've been, like, kind of pondering this thing. Again, that internal dialogue that we were talking about before, you can bring that outwards and understand it more by talking and speaking with somebody else that is probably doing a similar thing.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, both of you will learn twice as much. That's what I mean by your surroundings. You, not that you have to benefit from everybody around you, but you want to have a give and take in all your relationships.
Well, there's a reason why people who get in shape stay in good shape.
Yeah.
Right? There's a reason why people are good family men, why they're good family men, right? So in my circle that I surround myself with, there's a couple criteria that most of the time has to be met. One is they got to be a little active, right?
Yeah.
And the other one is they have to be a good parent if they have kids, right? Because if they're not, how much of that can rub off on you?
100%.
Right?
Yeah.
There was actually a study that came out that talked about the obesity rate. And if somebody has one friend that's obese, their likelihood of becoming obese rises about 50%.
Crazy.
Same thing with smoking, right?
Yep.
If your best friend's a smoker, the likelihood of you being a smoker is, again, that 40-50% range, right?
Which is crazy if you think about. So think about those things, right? Now we know how mental game is. Now how toxic is it for somebody to always be saying that life sucks, this is horrible, around you all the time? What are you going to think? You know, that's probably, oh, yeah. I bet that's even a higher percentage, probably like 75% that the next day you start talking like that.
Well, it's so addictive.
Yeah.
Right?
That negativity, for some reason, this is something that's always kind of thrown me off, is why is negativity and like drama and like all this stuff so, so addictive?
It is. I mean,
instead of the good stuff, why is that not as addictive? It's crazy to me. I mean, I feel addicted to it. Maybe it's because it's just like that self-talk. Like I and like Chris was saying, over years and years mm-hmm. of working on this and having awareness of this.
Yeah. You know? Zig Ziglar had an awesome analogy for this, right? I'm going to say it so it's radio friendly, but basically he goes, you can have the purest water imaginable, right? And if you put just a little bit of fecal matter in there, mm-hmm. right, what's it going to taste like?
Yeah.
Crap.
Yep.
Same thing with the people you surround yourself with, right? You could have like the purest water, then all of a sudden somebody gets just a little bit of crap yep. in there, and all of a sudden that starts spreading like a plague.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a great lead into, like, the third one that I have is eating clean, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not only, like, the surrounding yourself, I feel, is, like, taking in clean and quality information. Because what you're doing when you're around people and you don't even realize it is you are taking in information at all times. You're learning habits. Why do you think those things are so impactful if somebody is obese in the group? Because you're taking in what they're doing. I mean, it is your choice whether you act on it. Sometimes it's subconscious, but it's because you're constantly seeing the same thing over again. So, like, with the quality of people, you're hearing the same thing over again. And then we get into this eating here. Now, the quality in what you eat, I mean, is 100% going to change the way that you think, the way that you act. And then how often you eat. Say, like, we all are familiar with hangriness.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't even know if hangriness is a word, but I'm going to go with it. You know, we're all familiar with it. We all know that, you know, if you don't eat enough, it's like, like you have no patience for anything. And then if you eat too much, you feel like sluggish. You got to lay around, you know, don't bother me. I'm loaded over here. I'm trying to process it, you know? So those things are.
Did you hear that New York X over here? Over here.
Yeah, so those two are like the ones we're all familiar with, but it's like the real underlying things. Like we were talking about eating like some Chinese food and stuff. You know, Chinese food, nothing against it, love it. But man, you eat some Chinese food, you eat a bunch of pizza, you eat McDonald's and stuff. You think you're going to be feeling good about yourself?
Oh, man.
You know, like just think about it. Like I always do this to my clients, and I say it every single time. I have when I bring it up to him, I said, what would you rather be? Would you rather be a Ford Focus or a Mercedes?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, okay, so now you, like, a lot of them, fortunately for me, like, I guess not fortunate for me, but fortunate for them, they have a really nice car. So I said, you drive a Mercedes. What do you put in it? And mm-hmm. why do you drive a Mercedes? Well, it's a quality car. Okay, so what do you put in it? I put premium in it, so it drives the best. Okay, so what are you? Right. Are you a Ford Focus where you know, you're always taking 87 and you're not running at an optimal state? You're really not that nice. You don't have heated seats and stuff, you know? You know, or are you going to be the Mercedes to feed yourself to quality so you could, you know, pass people on the highway if you want and also turn the air-conditioned seats on when it's a little warm, you know, that type of stuff.
Right. Yeah, and I think that self-awareness is huge because even when people have bad habits, they're serving them in some way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So going and eating the McDonald's, what do I get immediate gratification with? That is, it tastes good, and I feel really good for that moment. And it doesn't impact you right then, right?
Yes.
Because you eat a McDonald's hamburger right now, you really don't look very much different.
Yeah, we got that buildup right? again.
Then all of a sudden, you know, but you have that through the years, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, where'd that come from, right?
Yeah. How come I have a 30-pound McDonald's sitting on me. You know?
How come my belts just went up, you know, 5 sizes for some reason?
Yeah.
But, and then you have to ask yourself, okay, right now, this is what's serving me. And why am I doing that? Why am I sedating myself this way? And that's another thing people can ask themselves. But, that eating clean and food is probably number one.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Almost.
The reason why I don't put that one on number one is because it's really hard to get to that unless you know
gotcha.
One and two.
That's true.
You know, so you got to already have the self-talk and the awareness of it to be able to understand, like, what the food is doing to you.
Yeah, that goes back to you saying 40% of people have zero dialogue.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So like having it all starts with just small little steps. Like again, it's years and years of this, and the more you just kind of push into it and practice it, the easier things get. You know, like I know it might be to somebody here out there, oh, you know, I eat out all the time or whatever. You know, makes life easier, or it's satisfying. Think about those two things. Why is life so rushed you can't do something for yourself? And then also, why do you need so much satisfaction throughout the day, just small spurts of it? Why not have it all day? Why not wake up and be satisfied and happy where you're at? You know what I mean? Like, you can do that. Instead of looking for Starbucks to make you happy for the 15 minutes of drinking your hot drink, you know?
You can do that. And here we're here with Joe Ruggiero talking about mindset here on KPPF Power Talk Radio. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back and finishing up, wrapping up with Joe. You're going to want to stick around for this bit. We are back with the Cerebral Edge, where we make you 1% better every day. Back with Joe Ruggiero. I finally can say that right after saying it 100 times because I've been calling him Ruggiero for a long time, but it's Ruggiero. How do people get a hold of you, Joe?
You can reach out to me, hit me up, text me, call me, 802-384-9992. Reach out on my email, which is dkstrong719@gmail.com, or hit me up on Facebook.
Good. And you can always reach me at cerebraledgeperformance.com. If you have specific questions that you want answered on this particular radio show, go ahead and email me at cerebraledge1@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in. And here was the 3 points that we went over. Hit them real quick, Joe.
Yeah, you wanted that self-talk, man. Make it quality, make it positive for yourself. And then pay attention to those surroundings. Pay attention to the people you surround yourself with and the quality and the conversations around you. And then the third one, putting it all together, is the quality in what you eat is going to be how you think.
That is some great tips, some things that you can apply today that's going to make you 1% better. I'm Coach Chris. Stay strong.